During all the preseason with the show and everything, it sort of seemed like maybe you had a toe out the door. You know, are you? Is it good to know that you have some time left here?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if I ever kind of viewed it as a toe out the door. I've always literally taken one day at a time, one opportunity at a time. So, you know, it was super cool that the team supported that, and it was a win-win for both sides. And I missed, I think, one meeting in training camp that whole time, so we made it work, which is really cool. But you know, you sit back and it's like, dude, I've invested 14 years in the league and, you know, college and high school, and been here 11 years, and this place is personal to me. You know, like I love it here, and I love these people, and I want to be a part of winning. And this team's going in the right direction, and I'm really excited. And they've done such a great job. So for them to sit back and say, look, we want you a part of the plans. Let's work this out. I mean, I'm stoked. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here, and I'm going to do everything I can to continue to help this team win, and to continue to kind of be a resource for the guys in the locker room and the community, and, you know, to the Lurie family. They've been so good to me for so long, and I'm honored to stay. It's kind of one of those things that it's been in the works, and, you know, like I said, I'm just super thankful of the organization, the way it was handled, the communication, everything about it was awesome. And it's cool it's done, and it's cool we can move forward. And it's really cool knowing that I have a future here, that I can plan to be here, and I can continue to do what I love doing. And there'd be nothing cooler than bring a championship back to Philadelphia. And this team is, we're there. You know what I mean? It's a great team. And so I'm pretty stoked.
Did they first approach you?
I think it was about a week and a half ago. And it was, yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. I'm just stoked, man. I'm beyond happy.
If you think back to training camp, it was the first time you had real competition in camp. How did that affect you, motivate you, and how do you think you've been snapping this year?
You know what? You know, it's got to fire you up. You know what I mean? And you're either going to rise or you're going to fall. You know, and that depends on what type of person you are. And so we all get motivations differently. We all have different perspectives on things that happen. And it was what it was. You know, I compete against myself. And as long as I can continue to do what I do and continue to get better, whatever happens is going to happen. And so, you know, Coach Pip has been a great thing for my career. You know, he sat me down every year. He sits me down almost every day and says, look, you're doing this really well. Hey, can we get a little bit better here? And I love playing for him. And by far, he's made me a better player, better snapper. He's mentally better, reading things better, protection better, snapping better. So I'm really happy to be, you know, hey, so Fip, you're stuck with me for a couple more years here, hopefully. So, but I'm happy with the way I'm playing. But what does that mean? It means nothing, because it's all about how good are you going to be today and tomorrow. So we're just going to keep going that direction.
Hey, John, and when you got here in 2006, if I would have told you that you could leave Philadelphia having played more regular season games than anyone ever, would you have even...
Probably would have laughed at you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, who's this guy? Who brought this guy to the table? yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things that I never really thought about. I just kind of took pride in the fact that this family wanted me to be a part of it, and the fact that people took a risk and a chance on me. And then I had that pride that I'm gonna show up every day, and I'm gonna do my job until somebody tells me I can't, and somebody says you have to leave. And you know, there's been ups and downs in my career. There's been injuries. There's been, you know, it is what it is. But you play through it, and it's all because Mr. Lurie said you're my guy, and I'm gonna show up every day until I'm not. And I'm happy to do so.
And now that the Phillies moved on from Ryan Howard, the longest tenured athlete,
that's so
sick. In Philadelphia, how do you take that?
It's not even real. It's not even real, man. You know, you look back, and then I say, wow. Okay, what that means is I'm now 11 years older. You know, I'm not in my 20s anymore, you know. But it's not just to be that guy, but I'm not from Philly originally, you know. So to come here, to spend 11 years here, to see what this community's like and what this fan base is like, and to see what the Eagles logo means to a lot of people, and then to be that guy in that world is really cool. I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it on any other team. So, really cool, man.
John, did you have to pause at all and contemplate whether you wanted to kind of accelerate the second act for you, given what you're coming off of, the momentum you had with Magic and all that?
You know what? It was one of those things that you know, the organization and I, and we talked, and I've been here a long time, so there's a lot of, I've invested a lot of time here. And I still think there's some things that are unfinished that I want to be a part of. And I've had a great relationship with the front office and Howie and Jeff. And, you know, when they come to you and say, hey, look, we want you to stick around, you shake their hand and you say, hell yeah, man, let's rock and roll. So there really wasn't too much thought involved in that.
And the fact that this was announced at the same time as Chris Maragos.
Awesome. Awesome. So, first of all, it's one of the best special teamers ever to play this game. A leader. One of those guys that in meetings he talks, people listen because he knows his stuff. And if he says something, you turn on the film, that's exactly what happens, and that's exactly what he does. So to have his knowledge here to not only help the old guys, but help the young guys and to learn, it's awesome. It's a great thing for this team. Great teammate.